This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. With the first presidential debate now behind them, both President Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney are back on the campaign trail, holding a series of events and rallies in other battleground states. But the two did not leave Colorado yesterday without making one last pitch to voters. At a well-attended rally in West Denver, President Obama unveiled a new line of attacks against Romney. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee was there.
Speaking to a crowd of about 12,000 people, Mr. Obama accused Romney of reversing many of his campaign positions during Wednesday's debate at the University of Denver.
He does not want to be held accountable for the real Mitt Romney's decisions and what he's been saying for the last year.
Standing in the crowd, Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Udall of Colorado said it was important for the president to have this event in Denver, even though it's a solidly Democratic city.
We want to make sure people are still fired up. We want to make sure people don't buy into the narrative out of the pundits that somehow last night's debate was determinative in this election.
Udall and his fellow Colorado Senator Michael Bennett launched a statewide tour immediately after the rally to encourage Obama supporters in other cities to register to vote ahead of next Tuesday's deadline.
That was Megan Verlee reporting. As we heard, some Democrats are concerned that the president's campaign may suffer a setback after the DU debate. Many people at yesterday's rally said they were disappointed by the president's debate performance, but that didn't keep Lorraine Sandoval-Giron and Kathy Jaramillo from coming away from the rally energized.
My mom's in a nursing home, and I need Medicare and Medicaid to help with her, and so Obama's my man.
All I can say, honey, is charismatic and powerful. Love him.
As the president was speaking at Sloan's Lake Park across town, Mitt Romney made a surprise appearance at a Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, meeting. KUNC's Kirk Sigler has more.
Four of Mitt Romney's sons were already on the speaking schedule at the CPAC conference at a hotel near DIA. And when their dad appeared unexpectedly from behind a curtain, he got a thunderous welcome.
I heard that the Colorado CPAC was meeting, and we didn't have this planned, but decided to stop by just to say hello. When I heard my boys were going to be here, I couldn't resist.
Mr. Romney went on to speak for a little under 10 minutes. He said he needs to win Colorado, and if he does, Republicans will take back the White House.
For that to happen, you guys are going to have to cheer here and then go out and knock on doors and get people who voted for President Obama to see the light and come join our team.
Romney knows he needs more than this room of staunch conservatives to win Colorado. During Wednesday's debate, he did seem to be speaking directly to independents, of which Colorado has a lot of, saying he supports parts of President Obama's health care law and some of the president's new regulations on the financial markets. If some of the Republican base meeting here was put off by Romney's pivot toward the center, it wasn't that evident among other speakers and attendees who said they felt energized and relieved that after several weeks of stumbles, the campaign seemed to be getting back on track.
He was not, really my favorite candidate to begin with.
Marla Wayman of Aurora says she's come around to Romney, especially after this week.
We do, of course, need some regulation. We do want to help people in need. Let's just say he's a lot more conservative than Obama.
Across the hall, retiree Chuck Gash of Littleton was checking out some of the exhibits near a phone bank.
If this is a beginning, we have round one, we have two more to go. If he continues, and I hope he will, and I believe he will, that this will be a return to a wonderful country that we once knew.
Back in the hotel's main ballroom, there were more sports metaphors among speakers and Romney surrogates, like South Dakota Senator John Thune.
It's game on, baby. And what I saw last night is what I think a lot of Americans saw, I think probably what all of you saw, and that was a candidate, Mitt Romney, who had answers, and another candidate, President Obama, who made excuses.
Whether Mitt Romney can keep the momentum or if President Obama can get it back will become clearer in the coming weeks with the two remaining debates. One thing's for sure, the sports metaphors, and not to mention the back-and-forth swings, will most certainly continue in this battleground state through November 6th. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.